but they're bringing boosters, new versions, and who knows what we'll see in, you know, 2-3 years down the road. So you're absolutely right. Multiple vectors, multiple people coming at you, and that's not even talking about all the rights they're taking away. So you're totally right. We're under attack. Well, we are at war.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. I hope you enjoyed this interview. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. You know, when you're under attack by the Washington Post and a billionaire like Jeff Bezos, one of the world's richest men, it warms the heart when somebody reaches out to you and says, hey, we'd like to support you. Would you ever want to advertise these cool socks? Well, why not? They're provocative and hilarious socks that have Biden, Fauci, Pelosi, Gates, Clinton written on the bottom, and the newest design, Trader Joe, in fake news. Step On Socks is Patriot-owned, Patriot-designed, and supports those on the front lines of the war and the fight for truth and freedom. Put these creatures where they belong, beneath your feet. Buy a Patriot pack, 3 pair, for $17.76, and tell them SGT Report sent you. Currently, with the purchase of a Patriot pack on any of these 3 designs, you can purchase a Second Amendment flag at 20% off. In addition to the Live Free, Born Free Patriot pack, pre-order your Trader Joe's and Fake News limited edition pack right away. Step on tyranny, step on socks. That's steponsocks.com. I'll leave the link below. Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. We appreciate you so very much. It's Sean from SGTReport.tv and SGTReport.com. Guys, I think we have a treat for you here today. I have new guests, never had them on before, but we have a lot in common. My guests are Ben. He's got a master's in finance from Purdue, and his friend Dan. Ben and Dan do a show together Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. called the Patriot Power Hour on the Prepper Broadcast Network. You can find that at PrepperBroadcasting.com, on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher. You know the drill. Just like finding my podcast, The Corporate Propaganda Antidote, you can find that on iTunes and Podbean. Not Spotify, actually. They kicked me off. But Dan also has a site called FutureDanger.com, which I'll show you right here. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. First, Dan, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having us on. Sean, I've been watching SGT Report since the origin of Future Danger, well prior to 2015, one of the formative sources of information that brought that website into creation. So really excited to have you on, have us on tonight.
Well, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. And Ben, you seem like an interesting guy as well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Just doing my best to fight the good fight, get the word out there, and really excited to be on the show as well.
Well, I do appreciate your time, guys. Let me do a screen share here, guys. I want to make a point. So on September 11th, 2001, 2,977 people perished in the event that launched multiple wars, leading to the deaths of nearly 5,000 Americans in the Iraq War. And then, of course, the war in Afghanistan, where there have been some 2,372 U.S. military deaths, at least up to 2018, all on the back of a lie. Friends, we now have more than 9,000 dead Americans from this COVID-19, quote-unquote, vaccination. Gentlemen, your thoughts on any of that, and then we're going to turn our attention to FutureDanger.com and talk about some of those news items.
We were prepping for our show, Sean, and we listened to your previous SGG report, and the commenter that, who was your guest on the previous episode, was speaking about the deadliest product in history that's not an armament. And I would argue it probably was an armament. It probably was a bioweapon. And we've said it. I think the evidence is mounted towards it. So, yeah, September 11th is a fraction of the death toll of this armament.
The way I look at it, to kind of bring my finance statistical look at it, it's not, you can guarantee that 100% of the deaths have not been reported. The question is it 70% have been reported, 50%, 10%? So the number you're looking at, let's just say 9,000, it could only be half of it. That could only be 10% of it. If it's only 10%, which is reasonable, that'd be 90,000. So guaranteed it's higher than 9,000. Is it double? Is it a factor of 10? Hard to tell, of course. You got to do the scientific look at it. But just pointing out, it's absolutely more than that as well.
My point is this is a war against us. A war is being waged because the CDC, the government, the mainstream media continues to tell the American people that this experimental vaccine is both safe and effective. And so that video I did that you referenced, I featured the quote from Dr. Vernon Coleman.
It is now the most lethal medical product ever made. And that means that it's also the most lethal man-made product of any kind, apart from armaments. If the COVID-19 jab were a car or a kettle, it had been withdrawn from sale a long time ago.
Well, Dr. Ruby is coming to the same conclusion that not only is this thing a bioweapon, or a weapon at least in general, they are not going to pull this thing, no matter how many deaths there are.
If you haven't figured out by now that there is no threshold at which these deaths and disabilities will get to for the authorities to shut this down, then you're not paying attention, my friends.
So I was thinking about this last night, and I think the number might be around 50,000 dead Americans from the Vietnam War. We're well on track to be getting those numbers in the coming months.
Yeah, so, I think we were using that analogy actually last year for the COVID deaths. Those reported, of course, which could be, we could go down a whole rabbit hole there. But I think, to be honest, as I said earlier, more than 9,000, and the true amount probably is nearer to that 50, 60,000. And that's not including all the casualties, all the people who are going to be affected negatively from it.
Well, we're talking about two different things. I slightly misunderstood. You know, Sean's talking about the vaccine itself, 9,000 deaths, then the disease. And so to clarify, they're both armaments. One's from abroad, one's domestic, but they're both working in a fashion that can't really be looked at in a different light, I think.
Right. And the bottom line is that we are under attack from multiple vectors, and anybody that stands up and says so is accused of being a conspiracy theorist. And, you know, the point that Dr. Ruby was making in the interview that she did, I don't know if it was on the Stu Peters show, I think it was on another show, but the point she was making is there is no threshold that will be reached. There is no number of deaths that will be reached that will cause the powers that be to pull this thing from the market. So what are we talking about here? I guess the only conclusion that one can come to when one is fully informed is that war is being waged against us. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. They're fully committed, and they're going to be bringing new shots to bear. I mean, this one's bad enough, but they're bringing boosters, new versions, and who knows what we'll see in, you know, 2-3 years down the road. So you're absolutely right. Multiple vectors, multiple people coming at you, and that's not even talking about all the rights they're taking away. So you're totally right. We're under attack. Well, we are at war.
It's going to take cases in the court systems of the states and then eventually the Supreme Court that might put a halt on forcing you to take it, right? And meanwhile, as those numbers mount, I'm hopeful, Sean, that, you know, civil liability kicks in and you defeat the assault that we're under when just enough people wake up to the fact that, you know, these vaccines at least have been, you know, have this death toll, have this adverse effect. And there's no way this could legitimately come off of emergency use authorization, which to my knowledge, it hasn't yet, is because despite what you hear the government say about, you know, the number of people have taken it, the amount of money that's been put into it, all those dimensions of the trials that would otherwise have been required, you know, miss the whole factor of time. I mean, does this thing render people sterile in 5 years? You know, time will tell.
Well, meanwhile, the Biden administration wants to start knocking on doors around the country to force the jab on people. And CNN is having its talking heads say it's time for mandates.
I do think it's time to start mandating vaccines. And I think that private industry and private organizations will do that.
Look, it's like the Twilight Zone, and I mean that quite literally. I feel like we are in an episode of the Twilight Zone, and thank God for the VAERS reporting, the VAERS database, because that is the only quantifiable truth that those of us who are worried about this thing can point to. If it weren't for the VAERS reporting database showing 9,000 deaths associated with this vaccine, then all we would have is the lies coming from CNN and the mainstream Mockingbird horror media telling us that the vaccine, which it's not a vaccine, but the vaccine is safe and effective. So I feel like we're in the twilight zone because we have the VAERS data on one hand, which CNN won't address or ever even mention, showing more than 9,000 dead Americans, while at the same time they're bringing on talking heads saying it's time to mandate this experimental poisonous shot.
Now, I'm going back to, I believe, Obama, who said he wants a private police force for all intents and purposes, you know, kind of a Peace Corps for domestic America. And that's where I see these folks that are going to come in and check in on you, right? It'll start somewhat innocuous. Now, I think that's over the bounds already. But just wait. In my opinion, there's going to be potential false flags or legitimate, you know, people actually perpetrating violence on those people if they trespass and give them a bunch of business, right, and report them to local authorities. When that happens, then the armed escorts for those the task force, Biden's, you know, shock troops going out there, it's going to escalate. The police have been armed over the last 10 plus years. DHS is primed for insurrection. It's been building and building, and I absolutely agree it's a twilight zone, but it has been building. You've been watching the signs, and this is that next level, that, you know, another bureaucracy that's going to be armed down the line, in my opinion.
The DHS is already armed.
But I mean, in terms of like more of a health aspect, you know, almost a vaccine patrol.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of precedents are getting set for something like COVID-21, which might have a lethality that would just put a lot of people in the middle, the wait and see people, non-political middle of our country that, you know, most of them, to my knowledge, still haven't taken the shot, right? Because Biden missed his numbers. But the next thing that comes along where wearing a hazmat suit to the box store is required, and there's a, you know, inarguable death rate to it.
Right.
The DHS.
If the next one actually does kill 5 to 10%, like they were saying this one would at first, then you will, you know, people will absolutely, the mob justice will be put against those who won't get vaccinated or won't follow the rules.
My point is, what's stopping China from launching another one? Why do we think they don't have another one that's more lethal? Why don't we think that this one was tuned correctly to achieve an outcome that was less than full effect? Same way they dial a yield on nuclear weapons. We've had those for decades.
Well, you guys touched on something that I think is important, and it's the mob mentality that fear will bring when another wave comes. But my concern is the next wave of deaths that will be widely publicized. Okay, not the VAERS deaths. Those are real deaths that they're not talking about because those deaths are caused by the vaccine. But when people start to drop dead during the next flu season in the fall and winter, the mainstream media will say that's the new variant causing these deaths and it's the fault of the unvaccinated, when in fact it will probably be, we'll have to see, but I would have to believe, I would bet, that the deaths will be caused by people who already took the vaccine. These will be vaccinated people who are dropping dead.
Right.
But it's going to be blamed on the new variant.
And the trials will be long in coming for the effect of vaccines on people who actually had the natural disease, the so-called natural disease, the original one that came from abroad. If you've had that disease, what effect do these mRNA shots have on you people? I would think you'd have natural immunity, so why would you get the shot? I just, it all comes down, Sean, at a certain point to which entities have the dare to start imposing draconian measures on people. And that's where I'm not sure under the current environment, you know, if you haven't taken your shot and you stand firm, you may lose your employment. I agree, that's happening. But other than that, you know, I don't think authorities are coming and putting needles in arms, not for this go around.
Well, they're calling for that in New Zealand, I think in Australia. We're hearing some really draconian, terrifying things coming from leadership in those locked down countries. And what I'm really grateful for and remain grateful for is 50 states.
Yeah.
States' rights. That is the ultimate protection against global tyranny. I don't know how long Texas will be able to hold out. I don't know how long Florida will be able to hold out. I don't know how long we'll have good governors in some of these states. Because, you know, when they rig elections, it's not that difficult to put in a tyrant. We've seen that happen in the last election, and now we have a tyrant in the White House. So, I mean, thank God for states' rights.
Definitely. The firewall between the different states is so key, and that just shows the genius of the founders and of the framers. And, wow, you're just sharing right now on thephaser.com. Look, we usually don't talk about this type of stuff on our show.
It's not particularly dangerous.
Right.
If it is, it is only what it portends so far out that, you know, the heat map radar, future danger, we don't really capture Democrats fleeing the state to stop a vote. Eventually, they're going to have to reconvene, right? They hold the offices.
Right.
So,
but I think just the point that they don't have masks on, and if I am on a plane, I have to wear a mask.
Well, they're on a private plane. One example. Isn't that funny too? Yeah,
exactly. They're on a private plane, burning tons of carbon, yet they want to, you know,
shut, but if they're all vaccinated,
tax everybody with their carbon,
they shouldn't be masked, right?
Yeah. So there's like literally in that picture, there's five plus topics we could talk about. Again, we don't often get too much into the politics. We talk more big picture, but I saw that today and I was actually pretty infuriated, just the hypocrisy and how they live under a different set of rules.
Interesting to see if they do get arrested. You know, they got the Texas Rangers historically have left the boundaries of Texas to go make arrests. So
yeah, I believe Abbott has called for their arrest to bring them back and force them back into session. Correct.
Correct. That's what I saw too.
Put the Rangers at the airport, fly them out of Dallas right after them. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. These people are such hypocrites. And by the way, in fairness, I think that middle finger was probably photoshopped in by the salty cracker, but the sentiment is correct.
Yeah.
The sentiment is F the people. Okay. We are in charge. We love election rigging. We love Marxism. We love transgender kids. We love open borders. We love higher taxes. We love mandated vaccines. So the middle finger to America, I think the sentiment is spot on.
Yeah, that's the Democrats' issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's them.
All right. Well, as we do a news roundup here over at the Phaser, how spike proteins from COVID-19 injections kill, a fascinating roundtable. People should check that out. COVID vaccines and how it works in the body. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny doing her level best to tell the truth. And by the way, she gets called out as being an anti-vaxxer by the Center for Countering Digital Hate, as does Del Bigtree, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., etc. But friends, what I really wanted to share with you guys also today is futuredanger.com, relentlessly pursuing news for the prepared. It's a great news roundup site, a lot like my site, thelibertymill.com. Maybe we'll take a look at that in a second. But any comment on any of the news items you guys are seeing today? Is there anything here you want to talk about specifically?
I'll tell you, that predictive programming indicator does not get much news. It's rare for that to be up. It's kind of goofy story, X-Files episode, but it's very contemporaneous and, you know, it's coming right out of NewsWars, aka InfoWars. So we pick and choose articles that are contemporaneous, kind of grade them by, you know, the severity in respect, Sean, to the indicator itself. So does this qualify as predictive programming that, you know, an injection site, injection spiked with branched DNA proteins was used in a trafficking grid in apparently a recently streamed X-Files episode. I don't know. We let readers decide at Future Danger if the news warrants the grade you see, but the archive builds up over time. You can come back and look at all the instances of predictive programming exposed in this case, right? So they're putting out, you know, things that can happen in these vaccines in the near future, just to kind of get the population, you know, comfortable with it. So you get your brother-in-laws saying things like, oh yeah, of course they could do that, when they couldn't before, but scientists are aiming for it.
Hey friends, sorry for the interruption, but as Rudy Giuliani would say, this is a good time for a break. Inflation is skyrocketing and most Americans aren't prepared for the economic paradigm shift that's about to happen. The U.S. dollar is under tremendous pressure. Meanwhile, stocks are reaching all-time highs in inflated dollars. That's why I recommend watching the free step-by-step financial video by Money Map Report. After watching this free video, not only will you know exactly what to do to protect your assets during this volatile paradigm shift that's about to change our country forever, but thrive while others might be struggling. Go to Stop Inflation Now to watch the free step-by-step video. I will leave the link below. It could save your financial destiny. Yeah, in the X-Files, I think some of the listeners may recall the episode in which they did a bit of predictive programming about 9/11 and the World Trade Center towers specifically being hit by a hijacked airliner. And in the case of that episode, I believe it was an electronically hijacked airliner that just narrowly missed one of the Twin Towers at the end of that episode. And of course, that aired before 9/11. Do you guys recall that one?
I didn't watch that show that much at the time, but I don't doubt for a second that sort of thing has been done in television, I believe, since the 70s.
I'll see if I can find a snippet from that. And if I can, I'll splice that in. Here's an interesting news blurb. 6 fully vaccinated people infected with COVID at outdoor wedding. So what is the point of taking this dangerous experimental mRNA vaccine if fully vaccinated people are now said to be getting infected with COVID? Well, friends, the answer is this thing is not effective at all. Okay, by their own data. And I think the whole thing at this point is nothing more than a complete and total psyop. And if you listen to people like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny or Dr. Ruby or Dr. Simone Gold, very credible, good people, MDs, are coming to the conclusion that this thing is a bioweapon, gentlemen.
Yeah, and we, along with many others, were covering that back in January, February, March of 2020 as more and more information came out about the bio lab in Wuhan, about the experiments that had been done. You know, they were admitted to the vaccinations already prepared, ready to rock. So we talked about that. Many others did. And the experts, the true doctors worldwide, identified that it was a Frankenstein bug, right? It was nothing that came from nature. It had to be manipulated by man, just the way that the virus was constructed. So I think, I hate to say it, if it's pretty much on its face a bioweapon, those people who have not come to grips with that yet, I don't think they ever will. But I think a lot of people understand that. But unfortunately, a lot of our culture, they're just like, ah, whatever, I don't care. You know, the zombies out there, but we got to keep moving on. We can't get distraught that a good portion of society will be injected by whatever they're told and will fall for the fear mongering. There's a lot of us that are, that we want to preserve our freedom and want to fight the good fight. So it's really sad, but I think we could try to turn this into something good and reclaim our liberties. It's our only hope.
So, Ben, let me ask you something. Master's in finance from Purdue. What concerns you most right now about the debt situation in this country? And are you as shocked as I am, and I shouldn't be now after all these years, but are you as shocked as I am at this point that they've been able to keep silver at $26, $27 an ounce when everything else in the world is hyperinflating?
Absolutely. We actually interviewed a silversmith last week, a legitimate silversmith, kind of a prepper slash homesteader and we talked all about silver and the difference between physical silver and paper silver and all the manipulation going on. And hey, I will absolutely admit, when I first got into this 7-8 years ago, I never would have imagined that the Federal Reserve would be able to have a $9 trillion balance sheet. I never imagined that interest rates would be this low. I never imagined that they could kick the can down the road this much. So these financial engineers, a lot of them from Harvard, I mean, they do a darn good job of this scam, but just the mathematics absolutely prove that the debt can never be paid. Interest rates can never go up unless there's a reset. And that, you know, simply put, almost everything comes down to money, and money has a lot of power on this three-dimensional world, right? So the central banks and the banksters in control and all that manipulation and their ability to conjure this debt out of thin air to enrich themselves and in debt future generations, I feel is darn near, if not on the same level as them destroying the genome, right? I mean, the genome is more important than finances, but if we have a total economic collapse, I mean, billions with a B will die worldwide. So, I mean, it's very important.
Well, and right here on futuredanger.com, consumer prices surge in June. Inflation climbs to a 13-year high. Again, how are they able, and I think you guys know the answer, but I'll ask anyway, how and why do they want to keep silver at 26 or 27?
I mean, First off, they have a little bit of a corner on the gold market, but not as much on silver. So in particular, they don't want it to get out of control. Because if this thing does snowball, and it, in my opinion, if it ever breaks 35 again, let alone 40, which it was, as you know, probably a decade ago, it won't stop. It will go to 80, 100 plus the physical, or the physical just run out. You only have to get black market. We practically saw that in COVID, and our silversmith confirmed that for several months, he pretty much couldn't find any physical silver. So it's a very important indicator to the financial health. They want to suppress that, but they also don't have as much of a corner on silver compared to gold. So they will have even bigger reason to keep silver down, in my opinion.
Yeah, Sean, if we can give a shout out to Josh at Shiny Bars, our guest last week on Patriot Power, our special episode of on silver. What I learned, because I came to that interview with the questions concerning, can you recycle silver? Can you take sterling silver, 0.992, and bring it to 999 and pour it back into, you know, transactable objects of a gram or less, right? Or, you know, anywhere from a gram to 10 ounces. And what Josh explained to me, and I didn't fully understand or appreciate, is so much silver is lost in production. It's very, very difficult to reclaim it. You need factories. It's very expensive. It puts the price out of reach. Trying to get our guest, Sean, last week, Josh, to, you know, appreciate, what if it was $100 handle on silver, then how would you do this? You know, right now, even he, who was expert at the casting and the hand pouring of custom bullion, hasn't really thought about what it would take to reclaim it. And that's because it's so hard, and so much of it's lost in electronics. It's coming out of the ground and going right into things that pretty much put it out of circulation for all but the most extensive operation to ever get it back. Meaning, the silver that you can get your hands on and hold right now is
invaluable, because that supply will just literally go to essentially zero.
There's an extra aspect on the premium of it.
Yeah.
Well, I had Keith Neumeyer on. He's the CEO of First Majestic, and he was on recently, and he reminded me that the silver supply year over year has been in a deficit for multiple years running. And, you know, I think this subject bores the audience to some extent because I sound like a broken record, but I just don't understand. I really don't. And I think it speaks to how rare and precious and valuable silver really must be to some extent, because they don't want the population turning to that market and buying silver in mass. But in a world with $3,500 Amazon stock and, you know, a $2 trillion Apple market cap, and, you know, what else? I think rhodium recently was at $25,000 an ounce. I don't understand why silver's at 26. I mean, I know how they keep it there. I just don't understand why it's so important to them, because I don't think the world would melt down with $150 an ounce silver, unless there's something we just don't understand.
Well, it is extremely important for industrial demand as well, as we know. And as you said, that supply is dwindling. I feel like they will run out and it will blow up. And when that happens, though, I mean, silver's the people's money. It's so easy to get access to and barter with. That's a big part of it. I think it's a psychological and a practical application. But you're right, there could be something we don't know about. And you got to remember, the tech, high tech, is so reliant on that. But listen, the math is just going to come to bear. And the longer that they artificially manipulate the markets, the worse it'll be. As that supply continues to go down, as the demand continues to rise, especially with solar panels. And just trust me, in the last year, demand for physical silver has skyrocketed. So if that continues, there will be a breaking point. What's going to happen after that? Very interesting. But I definitely, we talk about this a lot, and I understand, you know, we try to relate it to preparedness, to prepping, because it gets a little wonky, a little financial, but it is important for people to realize. And it's true money. It's been used for thousands of years, and you can't duplicate it. You can't fake it. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of silver.
Gentlemen, what do you see happening in the coming months and years? Do you think that the New World Order will come into full fruition? Do you think the globalists like Klaus Schwab will get his Great Reset? Because it looks like they're going to force it down our throats with artificial supply chain constrictions, food shortages, droughts. They're going to force hell on earth so that we are compliant and they can usher in their globalist New World Order plans. Do you see them being successful, or will we be able to wake up enough people in time to resist?
Well, a couple dimensions to that, Sean. It more resembles, if I can come up with a metaphor, a demolition derby. Our republic, our people, our nation's one of the cars. These forces from abroad and at home riding in the other car, and we've had major collisions. Both are still running. You know, our republic's not down, right? You mentioned earlier, you know, the Federalist conception of 50 states has reserved sovereignty for a lot of this that you see gone in New Zealand, right? Or Australia, right? So we're not out of commission yet, but it's an ongoing, to me, just a series of head-on collisions to see what can survive it. And another aspect to this that is perhaps, you know, a little more mainstream viewpoint than some of what we've spoken to, although I don't dispute and I don't disagree with anything that's been said on the show. China, the communist regime, is what it is since the 1950s, except a lot more powerful and technologically sophisticated. They are an adversary that no one else controls. They are. So I don't conflate New World Order as some entity that, you know, has the, you know, Moscow and Beijing in its grips. There's a lot of sovereign players on this planet, and most of them that I can see have bad intentions for my nation.
Well, let me make a comment on that as it relates to the CCP. We can see people with tremendous power in this country modeling their corporations and modeling what I think they would hope to be maybe legislation in the future after the CCP model. And, you know, people like Zuckerberg are sort of implementing that social credit score type of censorship to some degree. I mean, that may ultimately be the plan, is to roll that model out to the full extent if they can. But even more sinister is a character like Charlie Munger at Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's sidekick, saying that he wishes that he had the power over the financial system that the CCP wields over their financial system. That's Charlie Munger worshiping the communists and their absolute control over China's financial system. So when one of the world's richest guys praises China in that way, it kind of really pulls back the curtain, doesn't it? And it shows us who these people really are.
I wish we had I don't want all of the Chinese system, but I certainly would like to have the financial part of it in my own country.
For sure. And it's blatantly un-American, because no property rights, no due process. I mean, it's pathetic. But they can't help themselves, people like Charlie Munger and many, many others. They can't help themselves. They have to be like a villain in an old cartoon or something. They got to come out and tell you what they're doing, like brag a little bit, kind of like a serial killer will leave trail on purpose. I'm telling you, I do believe him. Absolutely. He idolizes CCP and their control. I'm sure he would idolize Pol Pot or Stalin, Hitler, all the usual suspects. He loves them. He's a sycophant, and it's disgusting.
Do either of you have any projections for these recounts we're seeing? Maricopa County, I believe there's going to be forensic audits in all of these other troubled states. What do you guys see coming from that? And do you think a guy like Mike Lindell, God bless him, over at MyPillow, do you think he's right? Will the Supreme Court ever hear this evidence? And will we ever get justice as it pertains to November 3rd and 4th?
No, that was stolen. That's confirmed stolen now. It'll be history book stuff. It'll be something for Democrats to laugh about for the rest of their lives, or be ashamed of if they ever wake up. But it's history now.
Really? You don't think we'll ever see justice?
I don't. I think that it had to have happened before the inaugural, and about 2 weeks before the election, first Tuesday last November, we did a special on Patriot Power Hour going through all the mechanisms of how the vote could be cheated, how it could be stolen, every single cutoff of dates that different bodies and Secretary of States had to do certifications, X, Y, Z. And we did shows straight through the fall, Sean, on why what we're seeing before us has at the next step. We said by probably the first week in December, next step is the Supreme Court has to intervene and rule some of those states are invalid or this thing's done. and it didn't happen, and it's done. You saw what happened on January 6th. I reported live from the Capitol for Prepper Broadcasting Network, witnessed the west side of the entire crowd at the Capitol during the riot, and that was the end of it. Everything else is just, you know, grist for the mill, and in the history books, it's going to be clear as day that a lot of these states are stolen, Pennsylvania in particular, put an end to Trump's run, right? But I don't think a ruling in any court could be anything other than moot right now.
Well, and maybe I'm asking you guys to speculate because neither of you are attorneys, but what happens if the state legislatures, upon finding proof forensically of fraud in these elections, so much so that in their states the elections would have been flipped and Trump would have won, what happens when these state legislatures move to decertify those election results?
The event in Washington on January 6th already happened, though. Those were already counted by Congress. Congress had, you know, had what they had, and if they were found fraudulent later, I don't think you get a chance to undo that. Sure would like it to happen, but I don't think it'll happen.
I wish we could get an expert on as it relates to that. If you guys have any thoughts on that, do let me know. Those of you in the audience as well, email me or reach out in the comments, because it would be fun to get somebody on who really knows the ins and outs of that part of the law. As we round out this conversation, we'll do another screen share here, and I want to give a big heartfelt thanks to our mutual webmaster, Eric, an absolutely great guy who does a lot for a little, and he is in the fight with us, a real patriot. He's your webmaster, Dan, over at futuredanger.com, and mine as well at sgtreport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com. So thank you very much, Eric. Final question for you, Dan, really. How did you get into this, and what encouraged you or inspired you to launch this site, futuredanger.com?
It was the financial crisis of 2008, and it causes Ben and I to have a common foundation in our views. Is a real pivot point for me, because I'm Generation X, Ben's millennial, so we have a generational viewpoint that's gapped by about a decade, and I came through college and a military career with an international relations focus, had that understanding up to and until 2008, and then became aware of a lot more. So yeah, that was the motivation, and part of the research done to create the nearly 500 indicators on future danger. If you scroll vertically, it goes right to the bottom. All the blue ones are inactive, not happening. But the process of developing this system involved just getting aware of all the alternative media and also the fear-mongering that has and continues to be part of this. So part of the design of Future Danger is to, you know, say, okay, well, if this is something that you say could happen, let's track the news and see if indeed it does. And so more dystopian indicators, events that could come true, have remained empty in the archives, never had a headline attached to it, and remain safely at the bottom of Future Danger. If you pause the scroll, there's probably some sci-fi ones at the bottom, but the ones at the top, they're hot all the time, and the archives are deep, and
yeah, we're greatly concerned. For the archives, Sean, if you could click on one of those high headlines, like debt massively monetized, if you click on that. Well, that was the actual headline. If you could go back and click on kind of that, the name of the indicator. So in that example, debt massively monetized. You will see the full archive of every article on Future Danger in the history going back at least a few years. So this explains what this indicator, what's it all about. And you can go through here and see all the way back, all the different articles related to debt massively monetized. And as you can see, there's a huge swath of different sources. And this is done for every single one of those indicators. So it really serves us well on our radio show. And big shout out to Dan. The heart of the Patriot Power Hour is this website. We can deep dive and go back many years, or just cover the day's news, or a combination. It's really cool.
Foreign black ops suspected. Boy, we've seen a lot of that, haven't we? I believe a lot of that is what occurred in our last election.
Absolutely. Go back to last November, December timeframe. The headlines link directly up with it. The Democrat Party is infiltrated by the communist Chinese. It's pretty clear to me.
Well, we kind of come full circle talking about the election, don't we? I mean, these people, there they are again. Texas Democrats flee to stop election integrity vote. They do not care about election security or justice. And to me, that just by definition makes them traitors, just absolute traitors to our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and to the sovereignty of our nation.
Absolutely. And it's just, it's sad. It's a double standard. What would they be saying?
It's who they are.
Yeah, exactly.
And this, this
character.
I estimate about 30% of us. That's who they are right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can change.
Yeah. You know, I've thought about that a lot, actually, and I don't think they're capable of changing unless they can change what is in their heart. And if you worship at the altar of abortion and you also don't believe in a creator, then I start to understand how they can be so of this world and so eager to take power and to strip liberty from people. Because if you don't put a creator first in your life, if you don't put God first, if you don't believe in the story of the Bible and Jesus Christ, then to me, from my view, it's very easy to be duped into, I guess, these globalist views.
Yeah, whether it's by fear.
Or greed.
Greed or a combination. Over time, yeah. There's sins in the Bible for a reason, I think, right? So.
All right.
Neo-Bolshevik is what we call them on Patriot Power
Hour. Neo-Bolsheviks.
This is neo-Bolshevism. This resembles Russia a little over 100 years ago and has to be countered. Counter-communist, you know that worldview, I never really gave that up. I'm a Cold War kid and I see it now. And it's at home. And it's worse than the 60s. It's worse than they ever said it could be.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that Bolshevik Revolution led to the deaths of many, many, many people. And I wouldn't put it past these people that that's their vision for America. And God help us if they get their way. Gentlemen, what's the best places for people to find you? And I ask because I've been kicked off of Twitter. I've been kicked off of Vimeo. I've been kicked off of YouTube, MailChimp, Patreon. Do you guys still have viable platforms, and what's the best way for people to find you?
Well, at Future Danger, all the social media buttons are there. I gotta be honest with you, Sean. I don't even know if the Future Danger YouTube site even works anymore. Not that we put out videos, but we have all of those things. And at this point, could care less. Future Danger was designed to be its own thing, and reliance on all those platforms, don't really care. But info@futuredanger.com comes straight to our inbox. Love seeing any feedback and new ideas. And if on Future Danger, if you click one of those inactive article headers, you can make a report. Hit a little airplane, paper airplane button. Punch that and report, hey, Future Danger, you're missing something. Great followers of the site have done that and tipped me off to breaking news. So it's a team effort.
Yep, for sure. And I'm part of the crew that's also been kicked off YouTube. You know, they actually cited a video I uploaded like 6 years ago.
But only recently.
And I got kicked off like 3 weeks ago. So a video I uploaded six, seven years ago was obviously rescanned with new parameters. It was called cyberbullying. I was probably just talking too much trash about the banksters. But I honestly keep my show pretty professional and don't use excess profanity and certainly nothing violent. 100% protected by free speech, but we know YouTube doesn't care about that. So I am still on Twitter, though, @BanksterBreaker on Twitter. @BanksterBreaker is probably the best way to find me, besides, of course, Patriot Power Hour on our show and all that.
Very good. @BanksterBreaker over on Twitter. I do kind of miss my Twitter account. I had like 160,000 followers.
Wow.
And again, I was just terminated without cause, without warning, without rationale, without, violating any of their stupid community guidelines. But you're right. These people don't care. They are the new totalitarians, the authoritarians. And I really do pray that President Trump's new lawsuit, his class action lawsuit against these vipers, actually has some traction and reins them in. And, you know, may justice be done. Guys, our guests have been Ben and Dan. The website is futuredanger.com. And you can find their podcast, The Patriot Power Hour, every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. or whenever you want to hear it by going to prepperbroadcasting.com or downloading it via iTunes, Spreaker, or Stitcher. Gentlemen, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thank you a lot for having us on, Sean.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great time. Talked about a lot of different things. We got to have you on our show soon, so we'll make that happen.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. And friends, I appreciate each and every one of you, especially our subscribe stars. Guys, I've been losing subscribe stars lately, and I really do appreciate the support of anybody who wants to help me and my little team. So that's subscribestar/RealSGTReport. Also, a thank you to our subscribers at SGTReport.tv. You guys are keeping us in the fight for real news. And for real news 24/7, guys, of course, you can check out FutureDanger.com, TheFaser.com, TheLibertyMill.com, and of course, the antidote to corporate propaganda, SGTReport.com. Real news 24/7. God bless you guys. God bless you and your families. Bye-bye.